down by Wood, 11 for 6. Numbers aren't there, so Lucas Savage will slow it down. A minute to go in the quarter. Back to Wood, 11. Runner on the baseline, up and in. Kyla with her first bucket.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader from Centura as the Centurions welcome in the St. Paul Wildcats. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
His pass knocked away. Good defensive play there by Lemberg. Lemberg with the steal. Lemberg with the layup. And Lemberg with the bucket. He forced the turnover and was able to muscle it in. And then steals the inbounds and lays it up again. Lemberg, two straight steals and four straight points. And that lead is back out to 7 now.
Tonight's matchup features one of the longest and most competitive rivalries in the conference. Bragging rights are on the line for another year as St. Paul and Centura tip it off once again. It's the Wildcats and Centurions coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Udalai from Centura High School right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Centura High School. It's time for Tuesday night Lou Platt Conference basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for our girls' contest between Centura and St. Paul. And, of course, as you heard in the open, this has always been a real good rivalry. The records maybe not as much on the winning side this season for these two organizations and two schools for the boys and girls, but still should be a pretty evenly matched ball game tonight for the girls and the guys. Centura does come in as the number 2 seed in the conference tournament. Those pairings were announced yesterday, while St. Paul is 4-11, and they have struggled to find wins as of late. The last time they got a win was over the holiday break, so they're still looking for their first win in the 2013 calendar year, but it's not like they've played a bunch of slouches. Sandy Creek, Central City, Kearney Catholic, Minden, so they're ready to try and play somebody a little bit closer to their skill level and not somebody that's in the top 5 of the state in one of the rankings. For Centura, they're coming off back-to-back losses against York and Grand Island Central Catholic before rolling up Gibbon last Friday. That loss to Central Catholic, probably one that Coach Matt Brink and her staff would like back, because since the opening weekend of the season, they've been taking care of business at a pretty regular rate. But in their last 7 games, they are just 3-4. We will take a look at the starting lineups of the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Just like Central Nebraska is a home of great high school athletics, Carpet Plus is the home of the area's largest selection of Mohawk and Shaw carpet and flooring. Carpet Plus is your flooring superstore, with hundreds of rolls of carpet always in stock. They're also the home of great customer service and fair pricing. See them at 3333 Old Potash Highway, just south of Hy-Vee and Crittenden. Do it today. Carpet Plus, where great floors begin.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's time to take a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First of all, for the visiting Lady Wildcats of St. Paul, number 1 is a 5'7 sophomore, Kyla Wodolevich. Number 5 is a 5'5 sophomore, Maddie Bosick. Number 11, 5'10 sophomore, is Carrie Sestak. Number 15, her sister, 5'10 sophomore, Kylie Sestak. At number 35, 5'7 junior, Taryn Jodock. Head coach at St. Paul in his first year is Brent Dinslaggy, assisted by Don Kleisasser and Tracy Lucas Savage. St. Paul girls are 4-11. For Centura, number 24, 5'9 sophomore, Casey Krolikowski. Number 30, 5'7", senior, Brooklyn Nitch. Number 32, 5'11", freshman, Maddie Roth. Number 44, 5'6", sophomore, Emily Wells. And number 54, 5'9", sophomore, Annika Gleason. The longtime head coach of the Centurions is Kathy Mettenbrink, and her longtime assistant, Scott. The staff new this year, Lori Romanski. Centura is 9-6 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And it looks like, of course, for Centura tonight, they are nearing the end of the home portion of their season. They'll only have two more home games. They're home again on Thursday to play Fullerton. They travel to Ravenna on Friday, and then the conference tournament is next week. For St. Paul, this is it for the week. The only game they have, and then they'll back in action at the conference tournament next week. We'll talk more about that in a moment. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the opening tip right after this timeout on Classic.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Nobody complains when the temperature in your house is just right. Too hot, too cold, you're uncomfortable. What you need is Rheem Comfort. And Advanced Climate Control is Central Nebraska's Rheem heating and cooling dealer. Advanced Climate Control can do the job from start to finish, electrical and metal fabrication too. Ask Advanced Climate Control about Rheem's affordable and energy-efficient line of heating and cooling products, warranties, and tax credits. In Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, and St. Paul, AdvancedClimateControl.com. Relax, it's Rheem.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustaceBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Glad to have you along with us. Plenty of other basketball action going on tonight at 12:30 a.m. KHAS and the web at flatriverpreps.com. Kearney Catholic is at home to take on Gibbon tonight. And a lot of conference tournament action. The Crossroads, the RPAC, the Southwest Conference Boys, Centennial Boys and Girls, Centennial, and Central Conference Boys and Girls action going on tonight. The home white with maroon trim for Centura, they'll go from right to left. The traveling dark blue with gold trim for St. Paul, they'll move from left to right. And we are ready to get our doubleheader underway. Todd Rosno's crew doing the officiating. We've seen them quite a bit lately. And the ball is in the air, and Centura will control the opening tip, and St. Paul will come out in a man-to-man defense with the ball. Annika Gleason, a young Centura team, one senior, three sophomores, and a freshman in the starting lineup. A nice bounce pass into the paint for the turnaround jumper that's up and in for Maddie Roth. The freshman gets Centura on the board, and they take the 2-0 lead. Ball belongs to St. Paul as they come across the timeline, drive the hoop, put up the runner. It is no good in there by Fosick, and the rebound brought down by Centura. Up at the top of the circle with it is going to be Kronikowski. Kicks it over on the right wing to Annika Gleason. Back on the left wing, a three-pointer on the way, and it is no good off the attempt of Brooklyn Nitch, and the ball is deflected out of bounds. It will stay. And we got a foul, actually. Foul in there. Did not hear the whistle. It's going to go against Maddie Fosick of St. Paul. First foul of the game. Centura ball underneath their own hoop. And to throw it in will be Gleason. Annika backdoor goes with a bounce pass. Short jumper is up by Kronikowski. No good. Rebound by Gleason. She'll put it back up and draw the foul. So St. Paul's got to get a little stronger inside. And Fosick with that foul. Two fouls in the first 50 seconds here on Maddie. And already trotting to the scorer's table is going to be Mercedes Lassen to check in. Gleason now to shoot the first free throws of the game, and the first one is up, and it is no good. Centura, of course, a team that made it to the district championship last year, had one regular season loss. And a lot different story this year with all the new faces. Second free throw Gleason does hit, and Centura is on top by a score of 3-0. Across the timeline with it will be 111. Where St. Paul tries to throw it down low. Sestak with it. Turnaround jumper foul called. Maddie Roth, the freshman, thought she got it clean, but that will not be the case. And for Roth, that'll be the first foul on Centura. And at the line will be Kylie Sestak to shoot two, try and get St. Paul on the board. Just underway, first minute, 3-0 Centura. Free throw up and too strong from Kylie. Second free throw. On the way, and this one is also too strong, and Gleason yanks down her third rebound here in the first minute. Gets it into the hands of Casey Kolakowski, the sophomore, across the timeline between the circles, goes to the left wing to Maddie Roth. Roth back up top to Gleason, who swings it right wing to Kolakowski. In the paint, beautiful pass with a short jumper that's up and in by Maddie Roth, and she says, nice pass, turned around, immediately gave credit to her guard that tossed it right in there and made it 5-0. Pressure at the middle portion of the floor. Lassen's going down. She turns the ball over, going to the other end. The short jumper up off the glass and in by Casey Kolakowski. And Centura off to a 7-0 start here. And a timeout will be called by St. Paul. 6:24 to go, first quarter. Centura at home, up 7-0. We'll be right back.
Mobile BankAll is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile BankAll from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile BankAll allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile BankAll is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Welcome back to Centura, St. Paul, and head coach Brent Dinslaggy trying to clean some things up here after the first 90 seconds. They trail 7-0, pick and roll down low. Shot going to be blocked from behind by Brooklyn Edge, and St. Paul loses the basketball. Up the floor with it will be Krulikowski. Centura looking good running their offense here early on as Nitch brings it down the left side of the lane. Cut off there by Woodelevich. Kicks it to the right elbow to Gleason. Fires into the paint. Turnaround jumper off the glass is in. Maddie Roth, the freshman, looking good here early on. Has 6 of the 9 Centurion points. And couldn't have a better start for Centura. St. Paul looking for some offense. Lassen drives. Has an arm on her all the way. The runner on the right baseline is up and in by Mercedes Lassen. So the junior gets St. Paul on the board. 9-2, 5:40 to go here in the first quarter of play. Kolakowski gets rid of the basketball to Emily Wells, just holds it out around midcourt, waits for the offense to get set here. St. Paul going man-to-man. Jonak coming out on Kolakowski, tries to take her off the screen, swings it right side for the three-pointer. That's nothing but net from Brooklyn Edge. She is the big three-point threat, has been since her freshman year, and Centura makes it 12-2 as St. Paul hustles the ball up the floor, and we've got a whistle for a travel. And Sestak couldn't get her feet set after catching the basketball. Second turnover now for St. Paul. Thursday will be down the road in Wood River for another Luflat Conference doubleheader. The Eagles taking on Gibbon. Friday, what should be a great game. Class B, number 1, McCook at Class C1, number 2, Kearney Catholic, who's undefeated going into the game with Gibbon tonight. All here on Classic Hits. Down low, they cannot miss. Centura and Casey Kolakowski, turnaround jumper. They're just getting it. Not necessarily on the low block. They're really kind of getting it just into the lane, about 7 to 8 feet out, and they continually hit the turnaround jumper. And great job, Centura, shooting the ball here early on to go up 14-2. Did not expect this. Centura this year has not been a team that has put up necessarily a ton of points. They average in the low 40s, and after a jump ball situation, Centura steals it on the inbound away from St. Paul. Last one across the midcourt stripe with the ball is Casey Kolakowski. Now her pass is stolen away by Lassen. Lassen goes coast to coast, and the layup is good. Placid with both buckets for St. Paul. Centura with their first turnover of the game. And it is 14-4. Centura with the lead. 4:10 to go here in the first quarter. Out on the right wing, trouble grabbing the ball as Emily Wells gets it back over to Krolikowski. Another three niche. That one off the rim, no good. Collision underneath. Offensive rebound put up once by Wells. No good. Second time, Gleason's in there. She loses the ball, and now we've got a foul. And it's going to be called on Centura. A little shove in the scrum. Going to go on Annika Gleason, her first, and the team's second. Checking in now for St. Paul. Well, a little late getting to the scorers table, so Sam Jarabic will come in at the next buzzer. Senior Jordan Lukasiewicz out tonight. She's ill. For St. Paul. Wodilewicz, bounce pass right wing to Carey Sestak against the Centura zone defense here. Left wing, jumper up and in by Kyla Wodilewicz. It's her first bucket, and it's 14-6 Centura. The last two buckets coming from St. Paul. But Centura finding a way to get 14 points on the board in 3.5 minutes. At the other end, blocked shot by Carey Sestak on the runner of Krolikowski. Loose ball, jump ball. Arrow points the way of Centura. So the Centurions maintain possession. Sam Jarabic and Alexa Wysocki will check in now for St. Paul. So Coach Dinslaki trying to keep his team fresh here. Centura to throw it in into the right-hand corner. Long three on the way. Brooklyn Nitch, no good. Gleason went over the back and slaps it out there to Krolikowski. Her shot's no good. Another offensive rebound. Back up, and it won't go for Maddie Roth. And finally, Kylie Sestak pulls down the rebound. St. Paul baseball pass to the other end to Jarabic. She did not have the baseline, so she'll kick it out and have the ball knocked away by Gleason, who took it from Taryn Jodock. Fourth turnover for St. Paul. 14-6. Centura with an 8-point lead here early on. Nitch, open three. She'll take it. It won't go. 1-5 early on, and an over-the-back foul called on Centura as Jodock grabbed the rebound. This will be the third foul called on the Centurions here in the first quarter. So after getting 14 points in quick fashion, they have not scored here in the last minute and a half. The foul, by the way, called on Casey Krolikowski. And Centura looks like they're going to go to the bench. Brianna Dinas checking in at the post. So St. Paul with the ball, trying to claw their way back into this one after a slow start. As they throw backside, the ball deflected out of bounds by Casey Krolikowski. Made a nice play to deny the pass to Jonak, who had stuck behind the entire defense. So St. Paul will take it out underneath their own hoop. And to throw it in will be Jarabic into the right-hand corner to Wysocki. Alexa, one dribble, tries to go up top to Jonak, who can't grab it. And it's going to bounce out of bounds at midcourt. Turnover number 5 here for St. Paul. Again, they're pretty young, too, because Coach Dinslaw, he starts 3 sophomores and 2 juniors. He's only got 2 seniors on the roster, 1 out tonight. And Centura with the ball, setting up a 3. Nitch, left-hand corner, can't find it. Hit one early, now's missed 4 in a row. Rebound loose on the floor, another jump ball. And for St. Paul, that is Megan Allen in there, tied up with Roth, it looked like. And the ball will belong to Centura on the alternating possession. Still 14-6. Centura now has what, about 2.5 minutes without scoring. But they still have the lead. Outlet pass stolen away and then falling down Sestak, but her teammate Allen was there to pick it up. St. Paul ball. Kick it out. 3-pointer on the way. Wysocki. It's off the mark, though. That's the first 3 attempted here by St. Paul, and the rebound brought down by the Centurions' Dinas. So we've been stuck on 14-6 for a while. On the right wing niche, bounce pass, low block, posting up, double team, Maddie Roth, the freshman, travel with a basketball. Kind of got turned around in there, bounced off one, turned, it looked like she was open, then she lost her balance, and back-to-back turnovers here for the Centurions. They've got 3 so far in the game. 2:14 to go here in quarter number 1. And bringing the ball up the floor, Kyla Wojtylewicz comes across the timeline. Centura, kind of a matchup. We've seen him trap the ball, but it's basically a man-to-man. Sestak carry, dribbles it off her foot, and it rolls out of bounds. So a promising start offensively, especially for the Centurions. But boy, the last 2 minutes here, 2.5 minutes, especially for Centura, have been down to nil. They'll try and change that here. Into the ball game is Taylor Turk. She has it on the right wing, goes to the high post to Roth. Back to Turk, tries to throw over the top of the defense, and it's out of bounds off of St. Paul. Centura was trying to hustle it down because they thought they had touched it last, but that is not the case. And Centura will throw it in. Try to lob it in and go over the top of the intended teammate, Mady Roth, but it's run down up top by Turek, who kicks it into the corner for another three-pointer. That time it is no good by Krolikowski. Offensive rebound, Dinas, and as she squares to the hoop, a foul called on St. Paul. And it's going to go on Kyla Wodilewicz. That'll be her first, and the team fouls are even at 3. Minute 37 to go here, first quarter. It remains 14-6. Inbounds pass goes right off Allen's leg, and she's able to save it. So another Centura turnover as they took care of it early. Coach Mettenbrink told me before the game, this has been the way the season is. Jumper on the outside by Sam Drobic, no good. Offensive rebound back up and in by Wodilewicz. And it's 14-8, and a full length timeout going to be called right here by Coach Kathy Mettenbrink with 1:18 to go in the first quarter of play. So after getting 14 points in the first 3.5 minutes, they have not scored in the last 3 minutes. So this timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney at a high school concession stand near you.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First, Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown service you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Minute 18 to go here. Centura inbounds the ball out of the timeout, trying to get some offense going. Set up a play with a good ball fake, and now they say not a good ball fake, a walk on the freshman Roth. Centura, 4 turnovers in their last 5 possessions, and back in Emily Wells. A minute 9 to go here in the first quarter. Centura 14, St. Paul 8. Again, if you're just joining us, Centura had those 14 points 3.5 minutes into the ball game. They were up 14-2. St. Paul trying to work their way back into it, maybe by the end of the quarter. And now, working off the screen, it looks like a foul going to be called on Centura, running over Kyla Wodilewicz. Emily Wells with the foul, her first. And St. Paul will take it out of the side with exactly a minute to go here in the first quarter. Out there on the floor is Jarabic, Wysocki, Wodilewicz, along with Carrie Sestak and Megan Allen. Now, 2 fouls on Maddie Posick in the first 50 seconds, put her on the bench for the remainder of the quarter. And St. Paul to throw it in, looking, finally throwing all the way underneath the hoop, catching, shooting, defended well. The shot will not go for Wysocki, and Krolikowski with the good defense will grab the rebound. Up the floor comes Centura, running to Nitsch, needs a 3, fires a 3, it is no good. Another offensive rebound and another miss. Rebound brought down after the Emily Wells miss by Megan Allen. Up the floor, St. Paul wants to run. They drop the ball. Sestak picks it back up. No good. Got her own rebound. Still 35 seconds to go here in the quarter. Sestak loses her dribble, needs some help. Allen comes out and gets it. She's trapped in the corner there by Roth, trying to get out of that deep left corner. Centura real lucky to have been called for a foul here as they get the ball up top to Wodilewicz. 17 seconds, and now a foul. Boy, Centura was overly handsy this whole time on defense. And finally, Wells is calling for her second foul. And Coach Mettenbrink with that patented foot stomp to try and get the attention of her gals where they need to be, as back in Mercedes Lassen for what should be the final shot of the quarter by St. Paul. And could they end the quarter on an 8-0 run? They're hoping so. Lassen takes it in the backcourt. 13 seconds now, guarded by Wells. She's got to be careful. She just got 2 quick fouls. Bounce pass inside is kicked. So for the fourth time in a minute here, St. Paul has to inbound it as Taylor Turek in and Nitsch runs out. St. Paul ball underneath their own hoop. 8 seconds. They go vertical along the free throw line. And throwing it in, Wojtylewicz goes into the paint. Sestak wide open, but she short arms the six-footer. The rebound brought down by Gleason. 3 seconds, 2 seconds from 30 feet. The three-pointer is on nothing but net for Casey Krolikowski. St. Paul didn't put anybody on her. She pulled up at the volleyball line and drained it. And so just when it looked like St. Paul might have the momentum going into the second quarter, the four-and-a-half-minute drought ended at the buzzer by Centura. And after one, the Centurions 17, the Lady Wildcats of St. Paul 8. We'll be back with second quarter action in a minute here on Classic Hits.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Milzak Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Milzak Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Milzak Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Centura, where it's time to take a look at some first-quarter stats. We'll do that as St. Paul inbounds the ball here to start the second quarter of play. They trail 17-8, had 6 turnovers in the first quarter. Centura had 5 rebounds. Centura 13, St. Paul 6. St. Paul to the baseline, trying to force the shot and double-teaming Jonak. A foul is called. It looks like it comes from the backside. Brinkley Nitsch with her first. That's already 6 fouls called on Centura. 2 on Emily Wells. And for St. Paul, they only have 3, but 2 are very early on Maddie Fosick. And Fosick's still on the bench here. As the first free throw by Taryn Jonak is no good. 0 of 3 at the line right now for St. Paul. Centura 1 of 2. Casey Kolakowski with 7. And Maddie Roth with 6. Wojtylewicz and Lassen each have 4 for St. Paul for their total of 8. Free throw number 2 is good, so Taryn Jonak with her first point. At Cope Gymnasium, Kearney Catholic girls lead given at the end of 1, 11-6. Back up top with it, Centura forces it down low. Krolikowski gets it down low to Gleason, kicks it out on the wing. Long jumper, no good. Wells, offensive rebound, no good. How about a second time? It finally is. So Casey Krolikowski missed it, and then Annika Gleason gets her first bucket, and it is 19-9. 10-point lead here for the St. Paul Wildcats. For Centura, St. Paul with the ball. Down 19-9. With it is Wojtylewicz. Down a little block, trying to get it to Sestak, and it's out of Kylie's reach and out of bounds. So a turnover here for St. Paul. So it's been a game of runs. It was 14-2 Centura. Then they went 4.5 minutes without scoring. Made it 14-8. Hit that 3 at the first quarter buzzer. Get the first bucket here the second quarter, and they're up by 10 again at 19-9. Krolikowski gets to Wells on the left wing here. St. Paul playing zone now. Driving in, Krolikowski gets the runner. No good. Finally, a defensive rebound by St. Paul. Wojtylewicz with an outlet to Jonak. Jonak fouled as she goes to the hoop by Casey Krolikowski, her second. Well, Centura has not been timid about committing fouls. That's her 7th. And we're only 90 seconds into the second quarter, and Jonak will go back to the free throw line to shoot a pair. She was just there, went 1 of 2. And the free throw is off the front of the iron, no good. Checking back in for the Centurions is Brianna Dinas. So you've got Dinas and Roth, as well as Krolikowski, Nitsch, and Wells. Second free throw now for Jonak. And it is on the way, and good. So Taryn gets 1 of 2 again, and it's 19-10. up the floor with it. Krolikowski right on the point over the left wing to Wells. St. Paul now back to a man-to-man. They've kind of been switching it up here, sagging in the middle. Maybe a diamond and two look for St. Paul, which you don't usually see anything exotic unless you're kind of a top-10 team, but it does work here. The ball is knocked away. Steal made by Sam Jarabic. And then as she comes to the other end, she walks with the basketball and right back over to Centura. First game of tonight's Lou Black Conference doubleheader here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Dannebrog, St. Paul, and the World at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Centura holding on to a 19-10 lead. Boys game will follow about 8 o'clock. Did start just a couple of minutes early in our girls game, so we'll see how that plays out. Left, right wing with it is going to be Turek. Doesn't take the three, gives it back over to Krolikowski. Tries the left hand, cut off there by Jonak. Tries to lob it backside and overthrew Taylor Turek. And out of bounds it goes. So this game, as we've said a couple of times already, started off promising for Centurion. They've got a 9-point lead, but only 5 points here in just a little over 7 minutes, after getting 14 early. And one of those was a 28-footer at the buzzer by Casey Krolikowski. Let's see if St. Paul can get it going with Kyle Wodelewicz. Tries to dribble through a double team way out on the right wing. It's tipped but not stolen. Wodelewicz tries to throw it underneath. There's an open Sestak. The jumper on the baseline is no good by Kylie. Ball deflected out of bounds off of Roth, and it will be St. Paul ball. Checking in now for the first time for Centura, Mariah Neville. She's a 5'5 sophomore. Going to cover Jonak here on the inbound. And they'll lob it in to Sestak in the paint. One dribble, turns around from 8, puts it off the square, and scores. Kylie Sestak with her first bucket, and it's 19-12. Centura's lead back down to 7. Wells with it out on the right wing, looks down to the baseline. It's covered, now popping free at the free throw line. The jumper up, no good that time by Centura. And Roth, rebound brought down and going coast to coast, putting up the runner, no good, is Wodelewicz. Offensive rebound is Sestak, and this time it's Carey. And she'll put it up and in. So back-to-back buckets here by St. Paul. And they cut the lead to 5. Ball back up top into the hands of Krolikowski. Swings it right side to Neville. Back to Krolikowski. Left-hand dribble into the paint. Walk with the basketball. You can kind of hear some of the crowd behind us. I tell you, this is a true rivalry. In this day and age, there's not as much of it as usual. .450 to go in this first half. We're going to see Jory Mudloff come in, but I'm just kind of to finish that thought. There's been some intense games between these teams, and it's not just the guys. The gals have been, and of course, for a while there, these teams were two of the top three programs in the conference, and Centura continues to be. And now Lassen got her feet tangled up, bringing the ball to the floor, and she travels. So back over to Centura. And it is Brooklyn Nitsch back in here for the Centurions. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the first half number, preview the boys' game, talk about some of the other games going on tonight, including conference contests. Plus, we'll look at the Lou Platt Conference brackets if you haven't had a chance to see them yet. Centura girls, the number 2 seed, they'll be home on Tuesday. Had a jump ball at the other end as Lassen reaches in and ties up Mady Roth. Arrow points the way of Centura, so they'll keep the possession here. Just 2 points in the corner for Centura. They're up 19-14 over St. Paul. 4:33 to go here in the half. And Gleason to throw it in underneath their own hoop. They do not guard her. Cutting in is Krolikowski. Deflected out of her hands. They'll have to do it again. Centura really trying to pack it inside or take some threes, but Nitsch hasn't fired one up here. They were 2 of 9 in the first quarter, none attempted so far in the second quarter. St. Paul's only attempted 1 3-point bucket. Lob it to the high post. Krolikowski, one dribble. The leaner is up, and it is in. Daisy Krolikowski with a game-high 9 points. And up the floor quickly, here comes St. Paul. Wysocki over to Lassen. Looked at the three, but a hand on her face. Emily Wells made her change her mind, so Wells decides to dribble. Leave it off in the corner for Kylie Sestak. One dribble. Gives it off to Sister Carey. And now back out around midcourt against this tight Centura man-to-man, forcing him away from the hoop. Lassen comes out, takes the ball, and walks with the ball. So Centura has changed up the defense just a little bit, or maybe the intensity thereof. And St. Paul has had troubles here the last couple of trips down the floor. 21-14, Centurions lead it by 7. Midway through the second quarter. Top of the circle will be Kronikowski. Bounces into the paint. Nish leaves it off Gleason. 7-footer on the right baseline. Will not go. Rebound grab by Carrie Sestak. Her third. And here come the Cats. Pushing it up will be Wysocki. Over to the left wing to Lassen. Mercedes looking inside for Sestak. Gets it deflected back out to her. Kylie and Carrie are both in there. Right now it's Carrie with the ball. Swings it over the right side to Mudlov. Jory squared up but couldn't get the shot away. Nitch was there. Good defense by Centura here. If your offense isn't going, you can always pick it up defensively. Gleason knocks the ball into the backcourt, but St. Paul wins the race to it. And then they make a long errant pass and end up giving it to Centura anyway. So turnover number 11 for the Wildcats. Up the floor comes Wells, attacks the left corner, kicks it back out. Kronikowski, beautiful pass underneath the Gleason, and the layup is good. Annika with 5, but that's Kronikowski with an outstanding pinpoint accurate pass, and it's 23-14, back-to-back buckets for the Centurions. So St. Paul makes a little run, nothing big, a couple of buckets, and then Centura answers right back. Lassen with it up top. Sestak dribbles to the free throw line. Puts the jumper on the way. No good for Kylie. Carey comes in, says, how about I get a chance? The offensive putback no good. Rebound brought down by Brooklyn Nitch. So St. Paul's doing a better job on the boards here in the second quarter. Nitch wants to run all the way down. Lassen made her throw up a tough shot. Another offensive rebound, but Manny Roth cannot score. And then it's going to be grabbed there by Centura and Kronikowski. So offensive rebound after offensive rebound. The 18-footer at the top of the circle is no good. And finally, Mudloff gets out of there with it for St. Paul, and a travel called on the Cats. St. Paul hasn't even got a shot off here in their last few possessions, and now we're going to see multiple substitutions. 2:15 to go, first half. Centura 23, St. Paul 14. Substitutions were mainly for St. Paul. You have got Wadalevich and Lassen up top, down low, Mudloff, Jonak, and also Kylie Sestak. Centura with the ball up top, Kronikowski trying to get free here is Brooklyn Inch in this box and one. And trailing her the whole time is Mudloff, and then a screen that she runs right through as a smile says, where did that come from? And taking a few steps back was Dinas when she got ran into. So Jory Mudloff with her first foul, fourth team foul, and Centura will throw it in. Nitch and Wells and Gleason and Kronikowski, and to throw it in will be Dinas. Tosses it in left wing. One dribble, dropping the ball, getting it back. Kronikowski tries to throw it inside. It actually hits the rim, and Centura turns it over. Mudloff to the other end, throws up a wild one, and they call her for the walk. 7 turnovers in the quarter now for St. Paul. Trying to get to halftime and get a little closer. Minute 45 to go here in the second quarter. Right elbow with it. Dinas, they try to double-team her. Down to the low block, Gleason, nice spin movement, missed the short jumper that time. Rebound yanked down by Kylie Sestak, her second. Waits for the traffic to clear out and brings it up to Wadalevich. 23-14, Centura. Wadalevich uses the high screen all the way into the paint. Little 7-footer sits on the rim, won't go. And the rebound grabbed down by Kronikowski, who's had a great first half. Baseball pass down the floor to Wells. Saw the cutter, Gleason, and just stubbed her toe and called for the travel. The right call is one of those. She started to step forward to make the bounce pass, and her foot got caught. She took that extra half step forward, and Megan Allen now back in for St. Paul. But it has been very quiet again over the last couple of minutes offensively. 23-14 Centura. We're down to a minute 15 to go here in quarter number 2. St. Paul has not scored. It's been about 3 minutes, and they're not going to score when they turn it over. That's another one. 5 out of their last 6 possessions, I believe it's been a turnover now. And that is what you're going to see from some young teams as they try to lob it into Gleason. The ball deflected off of Gleason, and St. Paul will get it. Megan Allen stepping up and making the play. But Coach Kathy Mettenbrink told me before the game, she goes, man, when we look good, we are really clicking, but we go with long stretches where we still make mistakes. And, of course, when you just got one senior in the lineup, that's going to happen. And now checking in, Michaela Hansen, another freshman into the ball game, and St. Paul will turn it over. Man, oh, man. the giving season of Christmas has come to an end, I would have to say. But these two teams are more than willing here in the second quarter. 45 seconds to go. Centura with that 9-point lead. Trying to spread the floor here. As we said, Centura only averages in the low to mid-40s. When they had the 14 points in the first 3.5 minutes, they were on one of their great runs. But since then, 9 points over the last 12-plus minutes of this game. And that's their lead, 23-14. Kind of spreading the floor here, waiting for the last shot. Down to 15 seconds. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Almost Lassen tying up Hansen. Hansen needs some help, and there finally is the jump ball. Lassen hung with it, and the arrow points the way of St. Paul, so they've got 9 seconds. Remember, Centura hit a long bomb, about a 30-footer to end the first quarter. St. Paul has time to get a shot away here as Turek comes in defensively. And Centura's going to put pressure on him right away at three-quarter court. Bounce pass comes into Mudloff, tries to give it right back up. Good catch that time by Wodolewicz. Tries to lob it into Jonak. The ball deflected out of bounds with 4 seconds to go. St. Paul had a play set up on the inbounds. And now Wodolewicz to throw it in, 4 seconds. Underneath their own hoop, stack the lane right side. Bounce pass out to the right wing, Mudloff. Right back to her. The jumper on the baseline, Wodolewicz, no good. Rebound, Gleason. And that brings us to halftime. But we only had a minimal amount of scoring over the last 4 minutes here. And after the first two quarters of play in a Slough Platte Conference girls contest, it is Centura at home leading St. Paul 23-14. And we will be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clicks.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they deliver. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska. And it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
And welcome back to Centura High School, where it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business and residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Halftime of our girls' game. It is 23-14, Centura here at home, leading St. Paul. Glad to have you along with us on tonight's contest. Don't forget, plenty more basketball as the week continues, and then full coverage of the Fort Kearney and Lou Platte Conference tournaments next week. Here's our basketball for the remainder of this week. On Thursday, another Lou Platte Conference doubleheader. We will be just down the road at Wood River as the Eagles take on the Gibbon Buffaloes, scheduled for a 6 o'clock start. Then Friday, we've got a great boys matchup for you from Cope Gymnasium as the undefeated second-ranked team in C1 Kearney Catholic welcomes in the number one team in Class B, McCook. That is a 6:30 tip-off Friday night here on Classic Hits. Then on Saturday, ESPN 1460 brings you Kearney High basketball as Kearney travels up to Norfolk for a doubleheader on Saturday, beginning, I believe, at 5:30. I'll have to double-check that, but that's coming up Saturday. It is Saturday evening on ESPN 1460. Then next week, we will have basketball action from the Fort Kearney and Lou Platte Conference tournaments. We will be bringing you Fort Kearney Conference basketball on Monday and Tuesday. The girls play on Monday. We will be in Amherst when Axtell plays SEM at 6, and Amherst plays the Wilcox-Hildreth-Pleasanton winner at 7:30. On Tuesday, we'll be in Elm Creek as Amherst and Axtell boys play at 6, and the Elm Creek boys will play either Loomis or SEM at 7:30. Then on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the Lou Platte Conference semifinals and finals from Wood River here on Classic Hits. the semifinals and finals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament at the Viero Events Center next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will be on ESPN 1460. Let's take a look at those blue plaid brackets now in case you have not heard where everybody's going. We'll start with the girls' game, the play-in game on Monday. St. Paul will be traveling to Gibbon. Donovan Trumbull will travel to Ward. Those games are at 7 o'clock. Then Tuesday, top-ranked Kearney Catholic, or the top seed, will play the Ward Donovan Trumbull winner at 6:15. Wood River will host Adams Central at 7. The Ravenna girls host Loup City at 6:15. And then Centura will host a quarterfinal game next Tuesday at 7 against the Gibbon St. Paul winner. This year, the Loup Platte semifinals for the girls are on Friday night, and the boys are on Thursday. For the boys, Monday night play-in games, Ward is at Wood River, and Centura travels to St. Paul. So these teams play twice here in a week's time. Those games Monday will tip off at 7. Then the Tuesday boys quarterfinals of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament. Kearney Catholic will play the St. Paul Centura winner at 8. Gibbon is at Donovan Trumbull. That should be a great one at 7. Loup City's at Ravenna at 8 next Tuesday. And the Ord Wood River winner travels to Hastings to play Adams Central next Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Here it's halftime. The Centura girls lead St. Paul 23-14. We'll give you the numbers right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
This high school sports broadcast featuring the first St. Paul Wildcats is presented in part by Citizens Bank and Trust of St. Paul. Proud to be a member of the St. Paul community and proud to be a supporter of the St. Paul Wildcats. Your Citizens Bank and Trust of St. Paul is an independent community bank that's been serving their community since 1888. Bank with the hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust, member FDIC, go Wildcats!
And the Centura Pep Band providing some halftime entertainment here. Doug Duda back with you on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers. First of all, for St. Paul, Kyla Wedelevich, 4 points and 3 rebounds. Carrie Sestak, 2 points, 4 rebounds, and a blocked shot. Mercedes Lassen, 4 points. Kylie Sestak, 2 points and 2 rebounds. Taryn Jonak has hit a couple of free throws. She has 1 rebound. Megan Allen, 2 rebounds. And Jory Mudloff has 1 rebound. I had St. Paul for 6 rebounds in the first quarter and 7 of the second. Free throw shooting, 0 of 2 in the first, 2 of 4 in the second. They've only attempted 1 3-point shot and turnovers, 6 of the first, and that's been the problem, 9 in the second quarter. Foul situation, Maddie Posick had 2 fouls in the first minute, and I don't believe she got back into the ball game, so probably see her to start the third quarter. 8 points in the first quarter, 6 of the second. At the half, St. Paul has 14 points, 13 rebounds, 2 out of 6 at the free throw line, 0 of 1 from three-point land, 1 block shot, 15 turnovers. We'll look at Centura's numbers right after this timeout.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cenex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cenex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's the first half numbers for Centura. Brianna Dinas has 2 rebounds. Casey Kolakowski, a game-high 9 points, 5 rebounds. Brooklyn Inch has hit a 3-point bucket for her total, 1 rebound. Mady Roth, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Emily Wells has 2 rebounds. And Annika Gleason has 5 points and a game-high 7 rebounds. 13 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Free throw shooting, they've been to the line once, 1 of 2. Went 2 of 9 from three-point land in the first quarter. Centura didn't even attempt one in the second quarter as St. Paul was in that box and 1, diamond and 2 look. And as far as turnovers, Centura 5 in the first and 7 in the second. In fact, They had played about the first 6 minutes of the game with one turnover, and then they and St. Paul really even over the last 10 minutes. Turnovers, as far as scoring goes, is pretty close. The one thing Centura has done, win the battle of the boards, but St. Paul did a better job at equaling that up in the second quarter. Foul situation, Casey Korlikowski, Emily Wells each have two. Centura, 17 points in the first quarter, and then held to six, just like St. Paul in the second quarter. 23 points, 20 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 2 of 9 from 3-point land, 1 block shot and 12 turnovers at the half. Centura 23 and St. Paul 14. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Brian Jensen Clothing, downtown St. Paul, is Central Nebraska's most complete menswear store.
Tuxedo rims or two, a tailor-made fit for you.
Hundreds of suits, 3,000 shirts in stock, big and tall clothing in every department. Western wear, wrinkle-free dress slacks, and Columbia jackets. Everything you wear for everywhere you go. Let their years of experience go to work for you.
See the man stop, Brian Jensen Clothing.
Open 6 days a week and Thursdays till 7.
Time to start the second half. Centura has the ball. A good setup play down on the low block, and the shot is going to be blocked by Carrie Sestak. Manny Roth had it blocked from behind, had that look on her face like, where did she come from? And at the other end, St. Paul tries to lob it inside and turns it over. And, of course, when you're 4-11 like St. Paul and trying to break a seven-game losing streak, you want to take better care of the basketball, but it is point blank what's really killed him here, as Gleason in the paint draws the contact and will go to the line to shoot two. Annika, 1 out of 2 at the line. She's been the only player to shoot free throws for Centura. The foul called on Kylie Sestak, her first. And as we figured, Fosick does start the second half here for St. Paul, so it's their original five, and the free throw is up and in by Gleason. She's got 6 points, 24-14. Wendelevich, Fosick, both Sestaks and Jonak for St. Paul. Korlikowski, Nitsch, Roth, Wells, and Gleason for Centura. And Gleason hits both free throws. She now has 7 points. And it's 25-14, Centura. Their biggest lead was 12. St. Paul cut it to 6, but that's as close as they've been. Trying the pick and roll here. It's going to be stolen away by Brooklyn Nitsch, trying to get it down to Jonak. St. Paul, 2 possessions, 2 turnovers. Outlet pass, Nitsch. She'll take the 3 in transition. Comes up short that time. Long rebound comes out to Wendelevich. They've got numbers 3-on-1, and Wendelevich runs right over Nitsch, and they call Nitsch for the blocking foul. And by run right over, Nitsch did a good job to try and take the charge. And Wendelevich a chance at a 3-point play. And for Brooklyn, that will be her 2nd foul. As the free throw is on the way, and it is in. So Wendelevich completes the 3-point play, 25-17, in favor of Centura. And St. Paul going to roll the dice, put a little backcourt pressure on. And the ball taken away. Fosick gets out of there with it. And as she comes up the front court, we have got a whistle. Looks like the ball kicked. Halftime, the Kearney Catholic girls lead given 35-12. 35-12, Kearney Catholic leading given at the half. In the right-hand corner, the inbounds pass comes into Fosick. Nice pass into the lane. 7-footer, no good by Jonak. Offensive putback, no good. Sestak, Jonak again, no. How about a 3rd time? They're down on the floor, and it's ripped out of there by Annika Gleason. Carrie Sestak and Zarin Jonak had chances from inside, couldn't do it. Now at the other end, a 3-point bucket for Brooklyn Inch. Her 2nd 3, she's got 6, and it's 28-17. Centura, 6:20 to go here in the 3rd quarter as St. Paul gets it into the front court with Kyla Wendelevich. Against the man-to-man guarded by Korlikowski, drives left side of the lane, stops, looks to hand it off to Sestak, takes it down to the low block, turns around, well defended, but hits the turnaround jumper from 6. And for Carrie Sestak, she's got 2 buckets, and it's 28-19. 9-point lead for Centura. Driving into lane, Kronikowski swings it right side. Ditch for three more. Got it. Look out. When Brooklee starts to warm up, she can start that net on fire. And equaling the largest lead of the game, 31-19. At the other end, open 1-11. Doesn't want the three. Lobs it into Sestak. Turns around from the right side this time. No good. Rebound brought down and just throwing it up off balance was Carrie Sestak. She really didn't have a choice there. Nitsch gets out of there with the basketball. Long outlet pass to Wells. Nobody to throw it to, so hits the trailer, Krolikowski. Back over to Nitsch, but she's covered this time by Jonak. Into the paint they go to Gleason, and it's stripped away. Knocked out of her hands by Carrie Sestak. That really wasn't even a block. She just punched it out of there. St. Paul ball down by a 12. On the low block, trying to get it to Sestak again. That time couldn't make the connection with her teammate. And each team with three turnovers here in quarter number two, and we played 3 minutes. So some pressure put on again in the backcourt by St. Paul. If Centura throws over it, they'd have a three-on-one. No room there. And a timeout going to be called by the Centurions. With 4:57 to go here in the third quarter, 31-19 Centura. We'll be right back.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
4:57 to go here in the third quarter of play. Centura has led from the start, jumping out to a 14-2 lead, and now it is 31-19. Ever since then, obviously, it's just been an even ball game. Centura did call the 32nd timeout there. They've got three remaining. Up by 12, forcing it inside. Knocked away by 1-11. A lot of contact. Picked up by Nitsch, though, and her shot no good. Rebound to Carrie Sestak. Seven. Here in the ball game, a runner at the other end by Fosick. No good, and then two of the ladies get their arms tangled up and hit the ground hard, but they seem to be okay as Dinas and Carrie Sestak get up. Boy, they hit the ground hard. And now the official checking. Looks like there's some blood out there on Annika Gleason. Bloody nose and heads to the locker room, and checking in will be Maddie Roth. Looks like they did call a foul on Brianna Dinas. That'll be her first and the team's second. So Centura, jump ball on the inbounds. Arrow points the way of St. Paul, so they get to keep it. Have to be a little more crisp with that inbounds pass, though. 31-19, Centura. 4.5 to go here in the third quarter. St. Paul looks inside. Left, nothing there. Right, they get it to Sestak, and she is mauled. And the foul is called on Maddie Roth, her second. Two free throws coming up for Kylie Sestak. She's 0 of 2, has 2 points in the ball game. But it seems like every quarter we get a few buckets to start things off and then wait till the final minute. Free throw is up, and it is in by Kylie. 3 points for her, 31-20. Centura by 11, looking for their 10th win of the season. Second free throw on the way, and that's too strong. Rebound, pulled down by the Centurions, and Maddie Roth will have her fourth. Gets it to Kronikowski. They're really trying to get the ball out of her hands. Finds Wells, still in the backcourt. Back up ahead to Kronikowski. Uses the left-hand dribble, being double-teamed up there by Wanilevich and Fosick. Right elbow with it, and St. Paul, probably with those two early fouls on Fosick, had to change their defense up in the first half, and that's why they fell behind. Throwing up the wild shot, it is no good by Dinas, but getting the offensive rebound is Roth. And her first bucket since the first quarter. She's got 8, and it's 33-20. The largest lead for Centura. They're now up by 13. Right wing Sestak tries, puts it up, and a foul called on Roth. Trying to stay with Kylie and got her on the arm. That's the third foul on Mady Roth, and it looks like Annika Gleason has gotten that blood taken care of. And she's ready to check back into the ball game. First, Kylie Sestak will go to the line. And the free throw is on the way. No good. Along with Gleason coming in, St. Paul will sub Mercedes Lassen and Sam Jarabic. 3:51 to go, third quarter, 33-20. Centura with the lead. Boys game will follow. In two teams that are pretty evenly matched, Centura has played so many close games, they just haven't won enough of them. As the second free throw is in and out, and Gleason gets her ninth rebound. St. Paul's put together back-to-back wins, including knocking off and coming from behind in the fourth quarter against a nice Minden club the last time out. As Mitch drives, gets tripped up, has her shot blocked by Carrie Sestak. The ball falls in the hands of Centura, put it up no good. Gleason rebound, and she is fouled on the putback. Again, the offensive rebounds have really helped Centura in the game, and Annika Gleason has a bunch of them. She's got 10 boards so far, and will go to the line to shoot two. The foul on Kylie Sestak will be her second. And the first free throw by Gleason, a little flat, no good. Annika now 3 of 5 from the line. She has 7 points to go along with those 10 rebounds. And the second free throw, dances in and out, no good, but an offensive rebound and another foul. Casey Krolikowski with the board, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. And that's just a kick in the gut for St. Paul. They get away with two missed free throws, and they give them two more. And that's on Kylie Sestak. She has all three of her fouls here in this quarter, and all three of her team's fouls. Free throw Krolikowski, that's pure. And our first player into double digits, that's 10 for Casey. Now Sestak will check out, and Wysocki will enter in here for St. Paul. And a second free throw now by Casey Krolikowski. That one is too strong, and a rebound brought down by Carrie Sestak. That's her eighth. Gives it off to Wysocki into the front court to Lassen. Lassen tags the left baseline. Wraparound pass, a beautiful one to Chodak, who lays it up and in. Taryn with her first bucket to go along with a couple of free throws. Nice assist by Lassen, 34-22. Centura skip pass over the top of the zone to Wells. Comes to the right block. Cut off there by Sestak and gives it off to Krolikowski. Drives into the paint. Leaner from six off the glass and in. That's what we were seeing in the first quarter from Centura. And now 12 points for Krolikowski. Every time St. Paul scores, Centura seems to answer. As the Wildcats get it up to Lassen, uses her dribble up. Makes a little two-foot bounce pass to Sestak, and they need to reset here, and they will. We carry on the right side of the key, looks for the help, and coming over to grab it will be Wysocki. Back into the corner for a three. Lassen, it is too strong. Long rebound, loose on the floor, out of bounds, off Centura. Again, we want to thank all the fine folks here at Centura High School for their hospitality. And you, the fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. St. Paul to throw it in underneath their own hoop, trying to force it in. Somehow Sestak picked it up and then drew the foul. It was nearly a five-second count, so Wysocki just finally threw it in, and they're going to get bailed out here on the Brooklyn Nitch foul. She has three. Fifth foul of the quarter, and at the line, Carrie Sestak for the first time. She's got 4 points and eight rebounds, and the first free throw, no good. St. Paul needs to make the free throws. Just a couple of those fundamental things, free throws, boxing out on the rebounds. Centura has been better at both tonight. Got a lot of offensive boards. Second free throw now. And that one sits on the rim and in for Carrie Sestak. And re-entering the ball game for her will be Maddie Fosick. 36-23, Centura. 2:31 to go here in the third quarter of play. On Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM. Kearney, St. Paul, and Caro. Krolikowski works her way through traffic to Nitch. Wide open at the other end is Dinas. Her short jumper, though, misses, and Gleason over the top got the rebound again. Again, it doesn't go in, but again, she is fouled. And she goes to the line for the third time this quarter. The foul called on St. Paul's Taryn Jonak, her first, and the team's fourth. Gleason is 3 of 6 at the line, and the free throw is up, and it's no good, 3 of 7. For the 5'9 sophomore, once again, Centura looks like they're kind of building for the future. They got a nice three-point threat in the senior niche, but everybody else, sophomores and freshmen, that Coach Mettenbrink is playing. Second free throw, that one rolls in for Gleason, and she now has 8 points. 37-23 Centurions. They try to put some pressure into the backcourt as the inbounds pass comes to Wodolewicz. They clear out. She works on Wells. to try to bring it across the timeline. Wells couldn't get the steal. Now it's a 5-on-4. Kick it off on the wing. Wide open 3 on the way. Fosick nailed it. Maddie with her first bucket of the ball game and the first 3 of the evening for St. Paul. They cut it back down to 11. Now Mitch wide open at the other end. Her 3 no good. Backside rebound to Wells. Wells puts the jumper up and another foul. And we're starting to get a whistle on almost everything in the paint right now. So the hands got to be a little more secure there. And Wells to go to the line, looking for her first points of the evening. Foul called on Sam Jarabic, her first. Team fouls are now even at 5. Looks like we could have a lot of free throws in the fourth quarter. That might make a difference because neither team's really tearing it up as the free throw by Wells is no good. And a second free throw now by the sophomore on the way, and it's good, and she will now check out after scoring her first point. And re-entering is Taylor Turek. 38-26 Centura. Got up early by 12. St. Paul has never been closer than 6, but Centura has never been up by more than 13. With it is Woodilevich against the man-to-man full court pressure. Gets it to the timeline. Back out for another 3. Fosick hits it. Back-to-back 3s for Maddie Fosick to try and keep St. Paul within shouting distance. 38-29. Nitch this time covered in the front court. Back up Krolikowski. Ball poked away Fosick. Krolikowski got it back. Now Nitch has a 10-footer right baseline and hit it. Good quarter for Brookley. She's got 8 of her 11 here in the third. 40-29. And again, St. Paul scores. Centura answers. Centura steals the ball. They head to the other end. Nitch for the layup. Good. And that's a momentum swinger back over to Centura just as soon as it got cut to 9. Back-to-back buckets to make it 13. Jonak gets it down to the low block. Double team. Misses the turnaround jumper. The ball batted around, and we've got a jump ball between Dinas and Wysocki. The arrow points the way of Centura. Wells back in. So Wells, Gleason, Dinas, Nitch, along with Krolikowski on the floor for Centura. It is Woodilevich, Fosick, Jarabic. Also in there is Jonak and Wysocki for St. Paul. One of the few times that they haven't had a Sestak. Trouble getting across the 10-second line here, and they don't get it. Good defense by St. Paul, forcing the 10-second count, the 16th turnover of the game for Centura. And St. Paul will get to throw it in front of their own bench. And before they do that, Centura is going to check back in the freshman, Mady Roth, 5'11", tallest player on either ball club. Will set up shop down to the baseline. Here's Woodilevich to throw it in for St. Paul, and on the baseline they get it to Jarabic. Can't get the shot back out to Woodilevich on the left wing. Trying to use a little screen here, but good pickup by Centura. Back out to Jarabic. Sam in the left-hand corner. Gets it to Wysocki. Trying to get it inside. They're forcing it, and it's stolen away. St. Paul with their 20th turnover at the other end. A walk on Krolikowski. Or are they going to call her for a foul? Let's see what happens. Yeah, they're going to call her for a push-off. Fosick hit the floor. Then Krolikowski kind of slid as if she was wearing roller skates. Yeah, they're going to call Casey for the foul. So she has 3. Now, Krolikowski, Nitch, and Roth do all have 3 fouls. Many of them pick up something quick in the fourth quarter that could make a difference in this game, but St. Paul just can't get enough of a run going to get back close enough to put some pressure on Centura. 29 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and it is 42-29 in favor of the Centurion St. Paul ball. Sestak back in, got it over to Woodilevich. They would have been a carry, but she didn't dribble it. Good job there by Woodilevich. She took a funny hop, and she just kind of grabbed it and kept it. So St. Paul in the front court. Woodilevich, a little left-hand runner. No good. The only person in the lane that time was Roth, and she'll get her 6th rebound. 10 seconds to go here. Krolikowski pushes the ball up the floor by 1, by 2. Bounce pass was kicked out of bounds off of St. Paul. Just over 2 seconds for Centura to get a shot away. Nitch is going to check in, so you can expect them to try and set up a play for her for 3. And multiple substitutions here to try and defend this. 2 players you got to watch. Nitch and whoever's in the post, and that looks like that would be Roth. So here we go to throw it in. Well, they kick it out. Krolikowski's going to have to force an off-balance 3, and it's going to be well short. And that's the end of the third quarter of play in our Loop Flat Conference Girls Battle on Classic Hits 98.9. The Centura Centurions 42, the Lady Cats of St. Paul 29.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, Doug to the back with you here at Centura, where we go to the fourth quarter. It is 42-29 in favor of Centura, and it will be St. Paul basketball. A lot more scoring in that quarter. Centura 19 points and St. Paul 15, the highest amount for either team. It was 23-14 going to halftime. With it is Fosick, draws the double team on the left wing about 10 feet out, swings it back up top to Wodolevich. Tries to penetrate, cut off there by Wells, throws backside to Fosick. Addy takes it back up top, Wodolevich. Now comes up with an off-balance one-hand runner, no good. And the rebound brought down by Casey Kulikowski. That'll be her seventh of the game. 42-29, Brooklyn Inch had 10 points last quarter and leads the way with 13. Casey Kulikowski has 12, and Centura turns it over. That's their 17th of the ball game. And at the other end, St. Paul has 20 turnovers here in the contest, and they are led by Kyla Wodolevich. It looks like she has 7. Up top with it is going to be Fosick, straight away 3. That was a little farther out, and it just grazed the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Annika Gleason. That's her 12th. 2 for 5 from 3-point land for St. Paul, 4 for 13 for Centura. Both hit a couple in the third quarter of play. Centura goes to the left wing. Wells, 19-footer, skips in and out, no good. And right in there, Kulikowski, untouched for an offensive putback. 14 points, 8 rebounds for Kulikowski. Centura has had numerous offensive rebounds in this game, and now their largest lead at 15. Sestak at the other end puts it up, no good. Counted, rebound brought down Jonak. They're going to call it a jump ball between Jonak and Nitch. Arrow points the way of Centura. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show will give you the final stats and then get you ready for the boys' game, which will tip off a little bit before 8 o'clock. Pressure in the backcourt. St. Paul, they make Wells pick or dribble up to Kulikowski. Still deep in the backcourt. Now makes an outlet pass to Nitch, and it's 3-on-1. Nitch bounce pass through the lane. Short jumper is up, and it is in by Dinas. Brianna with her first bucket of the ball game, and now Centura, a comfortable 46-29 lead. Fast break the other way. Fosick weaves her way around. Scoop shot, no good. Gleason gets another rebound for Centura. Immediately gets it to Kulikowski, who hustles across the timeline and then stops with the dribble right there. Gives it over on the left wing to Wells. Playing around the perimeter here, the Centurions on their way to their 10th win of the season. Heading into the conference tournament next week, but they still have two more games this week. Fullerton Thursday and at Ravenna Friday as the three-pointer is up and no good. The rebound brought down by Jonak, her fourth of the game. Baseball pass to the other end, but it's well covered and knocked out of bounds by the Centurions. Again, Thursday night, Gibbon is at Wood River, and we'll have that for you starting around 6. St. Paul ball underneath their own hoop. Lob it out on the left wing to Matty Fosick. Right back inside over Sestak, and it's saved in from one to the other, and it's going to be Kylie to put it up and in. And a timeout called by St. Paul. They lobbed it into Carey. It went over her head. And then it was saved into Kylie, who will get the first points here of the fourth quarter for St. Paul. We've got 5:28 remaining here in the ball game, and Centura a comfortable 46-31 lead. We'll be right back.
Just like
back of third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back to Centura High School, where the Centurions have the lead by 15, 46-31 over the St. Paul Lady Wildcats in the renewal of this rivalry. And depending on where your home is and which one of the cities you're in, you can call it a Howard County rivalry, but they're not all Dannebrog, Carroll, and Bullis in Howard County, obviously. Trouble here for Centura. Are they going to get a 10-second count? Centura wants a timeout, and they'll finally get it. Coach Mettenbrink wasn't quite sure whether she needed to call the timeout or whether it would be getting it across the timeline, but a timeout call here by Centura. It is a full-length timeout. It's a 5:12 now to go in the ball game. It's still 46-31. Centura with the lead. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and a high school concession stand near you. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Centura basketball out of the timeout. Spread the floor a little bit. Give it to Emily Wells, leading at 46-31. 5 minutes to go. Try to force it into the paint. Sestak tips it away, and Centura turns it over for the second time here in the fourth quarter. St. Paul down the floor to Jonak in the left-hand corner. Tries to force it away to the baseline. Finds some room and has to throw the shot up. It's no good. Gleason gets the rebound. Just no room to get the shot up once she dribbled in there. And Centura with the ball. Get into coast mode. Plenty of time left, so they need to continue to work here. But Centura, the number two seed, and everybody says, you know, it's Kearney Catholic, and then everybody else, even Coach Mettenbrink says, I don't know that there's a whole lot of difference between the number 2 through 10 team. St. Paul's the number 10 team, and at times does definitely not look like it. At other times, they looked, and Centura did, like neither one of them would be a top seed. But some pretty good steals, and there's another one. Maddie Posick gets the steal up the floor, though, and there's nowhere to go, so she'll slow it up. Over to Sestak. And Carey holds the ball at the top of the circle. Looks for some movement. St. Paul kind of standing around, so Carey drives. Spins off the rim all the way around and out from 8. And Gleason seems to be the only one on either team now getting a rebound. That's 15 in the game. As Kolakowski to the front court, swings it on the wing to Nitsch. Nitsch did her damage in the second quarter, or third quarter, with 10 points. Nice lob down low. The layup is no good. Might have been some contact, as Dynas couldn't get it to go with the rebound to Carey Sestak, her ninth, leading the way for the Cats. Off the pick, Fosick gets it down to Sestak. The ball tipped away by Gleason, and first turnover of the quarter for St. Paul, but the 21st of the game. 3:10 to go, 46-31 Centura. They've really been in control the whole way. As we said, if you just joined us, they jumped out 14-2. St. Paul got it to 6, and we played between 8 and 12 most of the way. Centura has got it up to 15 right now. Playing keep away. Out of the left wing with it is going to be Nitsch. Nitsch lobs it over the top to Fosick, over Fosick's head, actually, to her teammate, Brianna Dynas. Looking for the cutter and keeping everything else out top. It's a glorified weave. And that time, Wells got free, but the ball knocked away on the initial pass and the steal made by Maddie Fosick. And Centura now has almost caught up to St. Paul in total turnovers. They're one behind with 20. Fosick to the free throw line. Kicks it out to Jurovic. Sam back to Fosick. St. Paul's got an open shot. Sestak from 11. Tries to bank it in. No good. Offensive rebound back up by Carey. No good. And the rebound brought down by Emily Wells. So Kylie took the first one. Carey took the second one. Neither one went in. And St. Paul has just 2 points here in the fourth quarter. And only four for Centura. 6 minutes in. With it on the right wing is going to be Dynas. Back up top, good ball fake Wells. Down on the low block, turnaround jumper Kolakowski. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound, and a foul called. We'll send Brianna Dynas to the line for the first time this evening to shoot two. She has one of the two buckets here in the fourth quarter for the Centurions. And it looks like a timeout for Coach Dinslaggy, down 15 with a minute 49 to go. One last set of instructions here for his Wildcats. 46-31, Centura. We'll be right back.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
College basketball right now on ESPN 1460 and 1550 with 8.5 to go in the game. Michigan State 43 and Wisconsin 39. Here the foul called on Carey Sestak and then the timeout. So two free throws for Dynas. And Brianna's first one is no good. 1:49 left in the game. Centura 46 and St. Paul 31. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. Dynas fires the second free throw, and that is good. Only the fifth point of the quarter for Centura, but St. Paul has only been able to score two, and so no comeback tonight. 111 to the top of the circle. Sag on her a little bit, trying to get it inside. They'll force it down there to Allen. Allen back in and can't get it to go. Ripping it back, Sestak with the mask and puts it up and in. Wearing that protective mask for her nose and Kylie and cheeks and all that gets her seventh point of the ball game, and it's 47-33. Centura with a basketball, just trying to kill some time here. St. Paul fouls. Oh, no, a five-second count. Excuse me. We were shaded away there in a five-second count. And Centura with five turnovers here in the quarter. I mean, they've done everything to help St. Paul get back into it, but St. Paul hasn't been able to score. Jonak down low. Sestak turns, gets it ripped out of her hands by Dynas. Turnover number 22 for St. Paul. Minute 10 is all that's left. Kolakowski brings the ball up the floor, stops, plays a little catch out around midcourt with Taylor Turek. Back over the right side, trying to keep it in their free throw shooter hands. Emily Wells under a minute to go. In the left-hand wing, Kolakowski. 49 seconds to go. Kolakowski decides to drive, has it knocked away by Jonak. Now it's a two-on-none the other way. She gives it up, and the layup is good by Kyla. 111 to the timeout by St. Paul. Nice job by Jory Mudloff, excuse me, Mudloff making the steal. I think I said Jonak, but Mudloff made the steal and then got the assist, giving it up to 111. And unfortunately for St. Paul, it's going to be too little too late here. With 38 seconds remaining in the basketball game, they only have one timeout, and they are still down 47-35. Again, Centura back in action here at home Thursday against Fullerton, and that is a girls and boys doubleheader, and then a girls and boys doubleheader Friday at Ravenna. This is it for St. Paul. Their girls don't play again until the conference tournament next Monday. Same way for the boys, and those St. Paul girls, by the way, play on Monday at Gibbon at 7 o'clock. And a winnable game for both of those ball clubs. They met on opening night, and St. Paul won it 47-25. Full court press by St. Paul, just 38 seconds to go. Centura, they do get the ball in, and up the floor with it is going to be Brooklyn Nitch with a left-hand dribble. Excuse me, not Nitch, it's a foul on Michaela Hansen, who checked in, and she got shoved in the back when she came to that abrupt stop. The foul on Maddie Fosick, her third. She had two in the first minute and didn't play the rest of the first half. And at the line now, Michaela Hansen to shoot the one-and-one. Hasn't shot the ball yet tonight. Hasn't been in there that much. Puts this one up and in. That's why she's in there, because she can shoot free throws. 48-35, Centurions, another freshman. She and Roth are the freshmen for Coach Mettenbrink, who always has one, it seems like, in that starting lineup. Second free throw, Hansen, and that hit the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Wysocki. Baseball pass up the floor. The ball deflected, but it is picked up by the Wildcats. Shot no good by Wodilewicz. And the ball grabbed for a jump ball. Arrow points the way of St. Paul as Mudloff was in there with Roth. And back in Gleason with 22 seconds to go here for Centura. It's just a matter of moments before this one is over. 22 seconds remain in the game. St. Paul ball underneath their own hoop. Chance to get another bucket, maybe two. See if they can close the gap. Lob it up top to Fosick. Right back on the wing. Wojtylewicz, 11-footer, good. Kyla leads the team with 11 points. 48-37, 15 seconds to go. Centura dribbling around to the backcourt. It's stolen away by Fosick again. Underneath, short jumper is up, and it is in by Wysocki. But we're down to 5 seconds to go, and Centura, well, they call a foul with 2 seconds left, and that will allow Nitch to go to the line. Wysocki with the foul. And Brooklyn Nitch to go to the other end and shoot the one-and-one, her first free throw attempts of the basketball game with 2 seconds remaining. And the Misco Sports postgame show coming up next. Centura will improve to 10-6. St. Paul drops their eighth in a row to go to 4-12. And the free throw by Brooklyn is on the way and in. So she will add to her point total. She and Kolakowski now each with 14, so I guess this free throw is for bragging rights for the night. She can be the high scorer if she makes it, and she does. 15, getting Centura to 50, and the inbounds pass as time expires. Your final score, Centura 50 and St. Paul 39. This game was an evenly played game except for the first 3.5 minutes when Centura jumped out 14-2, and Centura wins another one in this Blue Platte Conference rivalry. We'll be back with the final numbers on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on Classic Hits.
Just like Central Nebraska is a home of great high school athletics, Carpet Plus is the home of the area's largest selection of Mohawk and Shaw carpet and flooring. Carpet Plus is your flooring superstore, with hundreds of rolls of carpet always in stock. They're also the home of great customer service and fair prices. See them at 3333 Old Potash Highway, just south of Hy-Vee and Friend Island. Do it today. Carpet Plus, where great floors begin.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to Centura. As always, I want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. It's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco's keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. 50-39, Centura with the win for St. Paul. They had a total of 7 players score, led by Kyla Wojtylewicz with 11 points and 4 rebounds. Maddie Fosick had 6 points on back-to-back threes in the game. Carrie Sestak had 5 points, and she had a team-high 10 rebounds and 3 blocks. Mercedes Lassen, 4 points. Those came in the first quarter. Kylie Sestak had 7 points and 3 rebounds. Alexa Wysocki, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Taryn Jonak, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Megan Allen, 2 rebounds. And Jory Mudloff, 2 rebounds. 13 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 6 in the first half, 3 of 7 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first half, and 2 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers for St. Paul, 15 in the first half, much better, down to 7 in the second half. The Lady Cats had just 14 points at halftime. They scored 25 in the second half, and St. Paul finishes with 39 points in the basketball game tonight. That's the most they have scored in their last four contests, and about what they average on the season. 39 points, 27 rebounds, 5 out of 13 from the free throw line, 2 of 5 from three-point land, 3 blocks, 22 turnovers. St. Paul now 4-12 and off until they play Monday night in the first round of the conference tournament at Gibbon. We'll look at Centura's numbers right after this.
Nobody complains when the temperature in your house is just right. Too hot, too cold, you're uncomfortable. What you need is Rheem Comfort. And Advanced Climate Control is Central Nebraska's Rheem heating and cooling dealer. Advanced Climate Control can do the job from start to finish. Electrical and metal fabrication too. Ask Advanced Climate Control about Rheem's affordable and energy efficient line of heating and cooling products, warranties, and tax credits. In Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, and St. Paul, AdvancedClimateControl.com. Relax, it's Rheem.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustaceBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
And we're back on the Misco Sports postgame show, looking at the final numbers now for the Centura Lady Centurions. Brianna Dinas had 3 points and 4 rebounds. Casey Krolikowski, 14 points, 8 rebounds. Brooklyn Inch had a game-high 15 points. 10 of those were in the third quarter. She had 3 rebounds and a block shot. Maddie Roth had 8 points and 7 rebounds. Michaela Hansen, 1 point. Emily Wells, 1.4 rebounds. And Annika Gleason had 8 points and a game-high 15 rebounds. 20 rebounds in the first half, 21 in the second half. Free throw shooting for Centura, 1 of 2 in the first half, 9 of 16 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 9 in the first half, and 2 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers, 12 in the first half, and 11 in the second half. Centura had 23 points at halftime. They scored 27 in the second half, and the Centurions finished with 50 points, 41 rebounds, 10 out of 18 from the free throw line, 4 of 14 from three-point land, 1 block shot and 23 turnovers as Centura improves to 9-6 on the season with a 50-39 win over St. Paul. They will host Fullerton Thursday, travel to Ravenna on Friday, and their first-round opponent in the conference tournament will be either Gibbon or St. Paul, maybe a rematch back here Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. We're about 20 minutes away from tip-off of the boys' game between Centura and St. Paul. St. Paul with one more win on the season than Centura, and that's coming your way just before 8 o'clock. Don't forget, Nebraska-Illinois men's basketball just getting underway on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, and just finishing up on ESPN 1460 and 1550, Big Ten basketball, 4:50 to go, Michigan State 47 and Wisconsin 44. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on now at Misco's. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. We'll take a short break. Be back in about 12 minutes for boys action, Centura and St. Paul.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, KKPR.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.